I want to first of all thank you for the invitation to be able to speak here.
फिर से एक बार मैं आपको धन्यवाद देता हूँ आपने यहाँ पर संदेश देने के लिए मुझे निमंत्रण दिए हैं.
It is a blessing for me to be able to speak before the people of God.
परमेश्वर के लोगों के सामने खड़े होकर उसके वचन को मैं कह सकूं, ये मेरे लिए भी बड़े आशीष की बात है.
It says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11.
मत्ती का सुसमाचार 11 अध्याय और उसके 11 वचन में लिखा है.
Truly, I say to you, among those born of woman, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
मैं तुमसे सच कहता हूँ कि जो स्त्रियों से जन्मे हैं, उनमें से यूहन्ना बपतिस्मा देने वाले से कोई बड़ा नहीं हुआ, पर जो स्वर्ग के राज में छोटे से छोटा है, वह उससे बड़ा है.
The one that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than the greatest one, John the Baptist.
So, जो स्वर्ग के राज में छोटे से छोटा है, वह उससे भी बड़ा है. जो स्वर्ग के राज में यूहन्ना बपतिस्मा देने वाला, उससे भी बड़ा है.
परलोक राज में जो अल्पड़े वाला हो, मतलब गोपवाड़े ना बापस में यूहन्न के लिए गोपवाड़े इतना.
Each life of the believer is precious.
हरेक विश्वासी का जीवन अमूल्य है.
प्रति विश्वासी का जीवन अमूल्य मैंने.
Some people think that because I was born in a Jewish home, it makes me of somehow higher value.
कुछ लोग ऐसा भी सोचते हैं कि मैं यहूदी परिवार में जन्म लिया, इसलिए मैं दूसरे लोगों से थोड़े ऊंचे पद का हूँ.
But that is not the case. We are all one in Christ.
लेकिन बात ये सच नहीं है प्रियो, हम प्रभु यीशु मसीह में सब के सब एक और बराबर हैं.
मैं क्या मान सच में निकाल दो पर यीशु क्रिस्ट मारो रामदेव पूरा समान है इनको नाम.
We are all one in our Lord Jesus Christ.
हमारे प्रभु यीशु मसीह में हम सब के सब एक हैं.
मैं यीशु क्रिस्ट मारो रामदेव पूरा ओके है इनको नाम.
What we are in the flesh is nothing compared to what we are in the kingdom of God.
शरीर के भाव से जो कुछ है प्रियो उसकी कोई कदर नहीं है जो हम परमेश्वर के राज में हासिल किए हैं.
शरीर के बिना हम ये मायने ना हो परलोक राज में हम పొందుకొన దానికి ఏ మాత్రం కూడా అలసిపోదు.
He who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than anyone who has ever lived in the flesh.
जो परमेश्वर के राज में छोटे से छोटा है, शरीर के भाव से कितना भी ऊंचा हो, उससे भी बढ़कर है.
మరి పరలోక రాజ్యంలో అల్పుడైన వాడు శరీర రీతిగా ఎంత గొప్పవాడైన వాడికంటే కూడా గొప్పవాడైన నాడు.
And for that reason, I am greatly honored to be able to share with you today.
ఈ కారణం ప్రియ ఆపకే బీచ్ మే శ్రీతి సే परमेश्वर के वचन को बांटने का बहुत बड़ा सम्मान मैंने पाया है.
Brother Bhak Singh used to speak about the value of the believer.
भाई भक्त सिंह विश्वासी की कीमत के विषय में कई बार वो बोलते थे.
One believer in Jesus Christ is worth more than the entire world.
कहते थे कि प्रभु यीशु मसीह में एक विश्वासी एक तरफ और सारी दुनिया दूसरी तरफ, लेकिन वो सबसे बड़ा है.
Thank you for allowing me to come and share with you, precious ones.
फिर से एक बार आप बहुमूल्य जनों के बीच में इस रीति से आपका प्रभु यीशु मसीह के संदेश को बांटने का अवसर मिला, मैं बहुत ही धन्यवादी हूँ.
Yesterday I had the opportunity and the day before to speak at two of your fine chemical institutes here in the city.
Pune शहर के दो बहुत ही प्रख्यात chemical institutes में कुछ वक्त कुछ बोलने का अवसर मुझे मिला.
The work being done in Pune is really exemplary. Fine chemical work is being done here.
और केमिस्ट्री के आधार पर जो भी काम यहाँ पर हो रहे हैं वो बहुत ही प्रशंसनीय है.
रसायन शास्त्र में ये रीति पानी का जरिंदो अरेंटो प्रशंसनीय है.
And I also want to send regards from my wife Shireen and my father-in-law M.B. Massey.
और मेरे ससुर जी M.D. Massey और मेरी पत्नी श्री को मैंने यहाँ से शुभ संदेश भेजा है.
Thank you. The theme for today, for this week, has been from Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And what I'm going to share to you today is the impact that the scriptures have had upon my own life. Because we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the Word of God has so impacted my own life. And the Scriptures give us a prescription, a route to enjoy a victorious life. The Bible has a treasure within it which tells us how to live. When we live according to the pattern that is written in the Bible, there is great power. We're going to read from Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through
3.
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
वह उस वृक्ष के समान है जो बहती नालियों के किनारे लगाया गया हो और अपनी ऋतु में फलता है और जिसके पत्ते कभी मुरझाते नहीं, इसलिए जो कुछ वह पुरुष करे वह सफल होता है।
The Bible says in Psalm chapter 1 verse 1, you will be blessed if you do not partake of the things of the world, but partake of the things of God. I've been a professor of chemistry for 30 years. I went to school at the age of 4 years old and I have never left. I've seen many students over the years. Sometimes I see young men and women who think that they have everything and can do anything.
Mere paas sab kuch hai, main kuch bhi kar sakta hu, kuch bhi pa sakta hu.
They think that they can do whatever they want and it's going to be fine.
और वो सोचते हैं कि जो कुछ मैं चाहता हूँ मैं उसको हासिल कर सकता हूँ और वो मेरे लिए अच्छी है.
And I say in my heart, I know what you're going to look like in 10 years. Their lives are going to be a real mess and they're going to have a lot of pain in their lives. Because the Bible gives a tremendous plan on how to live. It says in Psalm 1 verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. In verse 1 it says, how blessed is the man who does not do certain things, but then in verse 2 it says, and when he does these other things, he'll be blessed. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. That means he loves it. If you love the word of God, what will be the outcome? He says, if you love the word of God and you meditate on it day and night, the Bible puts it two ways. It says meditate day and night, and in other texts it says meditate every day. Meditate day and night or meditate every day. If you meditate on the law of God every day, something is going to happen. There is no promise for meditating on the Word of God 2 days a week or 3 days a week. It is only every day.
परमेश्वर के वचन को हफ्ते में दो बार मनन करने वाले, हफ्ते में एक बार मनन करने वालों के लिए एक भी प्रतिज्ञा नहीं है. प्रतिज्ञा उनके लिए है जो हर रोज मनन करते हैं.
डेली वाक्य ने वारानिकी रेंडु सार्लु లేదా వారానికి ఒక్కసారి చదివే వారికి ఎటువంటి వాగ్దానం లేదని అనుదినము చదివే వారికి దేవుని వాగ్దానం ఉంటుంది.
Maybe there's a blessing for 3 days a week. I don't know. There's no such promise. The promise is only for every day. So for 40 years, I have meditated on the Word of God every day. So what is the promise that we will get from meditating every day?
हर रोज मनन करने वालों के लिए कौन सी प्रतिज्ञा है?
Verse 3 says, he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water which yields its fruit in its season.
तीसरे वचन में पढ़ते हैं, वह उस वृक्ष के समान है जो बहती नालियों के किनारे लगाया गया हो और अपनी ऋतु में फलता है।
You be like a tree firmly planted.
प्रियो एक दृढ़ नींव मतलब जड़ पकड़े हुए दृढ़ पेड़ के समान बनोगे।
Be firmly planted and strong.
प्रियो जड़ पकड़े हुए एक मजबूत पेड़ के समान बन जाओगे।
Pains come at everybody. There's sickness, there's pains hit everybody. But in the midst of those pains, you will remain strong. If you meditate on the Word of God every day, you will remain strong. You will always have the water of life feeding you. Because it says, you'll be firmly planted by streams of water. The Word of God provides strength. Once in a while, the Word of God talks about reading the Bible every day. But the vast majority of verses talk about meditation on the Word of God every day. Meditation is much more than just reading. It's when you take the Word of God and you say, Lord, speak to me through this Word. You don't be in a hurry. You say, Lord, speak to me. And then as you begin to read, your eyes keep being drawn back to one particular verse. And then you say, yes, Lord, speak to me. What are you saying? Much like the song we just sang. If we meditate on the Word of God, there is great blessing. It says, you'll yield fruit in its season, which yields fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. And the prosperity of God is something much richer than just money and the things of this world. It is a quality of life and relationship with God that is a treasure.
जीवन का जो दर्जा है और जो परमेश्वर के साथ हमारी जो संगति है उससे हमको कीमत मिलती है।
When you meditate on the Word of God, there is great prosperity in your life. It says your leaf will not wither. Everybody else around you is complaining and withering, but you remain strong. There is a peace that descends upon your home when you meditate on the Word of God. Some mornings I wake up and I feel very weak. I have so many things to get done that day. I'm thinking about it, all the different things I'm going to have to get done. And I'm saying to myself, I could never accomplish all of that. And then I get my Bible, I fall on my knees, and I begin to meditate on the Word of God. And I start meditating where I left off the day before. And I'm saying, Lord, speak to me, strengthen me through your word. I say, Lord, your word promises that you'll give me fruit in its season. Give me strength this day. Give me strength from the Word of God. And I meditate on the Scriptures. And I go from feeling like a mouse to feeling like a roaring lion. I get up from my knees and I think I can conquer indeed this day. This is a treasure that I'm sharing with you. Most believers never understand what it is to extract life from the Word of God. But in this book are words of life. Turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that's written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
तेरे चित से कभी ना उतरने पाए, इसी में दिन रात ध्यान दिए रहना, इसलिए कि जो कुछ उसमें लिखा है, उसके अनुसार करने की तो चौकसी करे, क्योंकि ऐसा ही करने से तेरे सब काम सफल होंगे और तो प्रभावशाली होगा।
ये
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. You see, there it is again. Meditate on it day and night. And it says it shall not depart from your mouth. You should be speaking. We should be speaking the things that are written in this book. You see a man or woman of God who spends time in the Word, even the words that they use are taken from the Scriptures. He says, you meditate on this word so that you be careful to do according to all that's written in it. Because the Bible speaks to us and instructs us on what to do in life. The Bible reveals to us our sin. So as we're reading, we say, oh Lord, forgive me for not living this way. Forgive me for what I've done. So that we would be careful to do according to all that's written in it. And the Bible says the outcome will be that you will make your way prosperous and you will have success. You see, there is the promise again. Prosperity and success that comes through meditation daily upon His Word. This is not the material things of this world. It's something much richer. I know some very wealthy oil men in the city of Houston, Texas, where I live. They are friends of mine. They want what I have. I have no interest in what they have. Because they see that what I have is worth much more. A fellowship with God. But the promise is for everyday meditation, not 3 days a week, not 2 days a week, not 5 days a week, every day, then the promise comes.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 119, verse 97 through 100.
We पढ़ते हैं भजन 119 उसके 97 से लेकर 100 वचन तक.
नोट अपन लोग कितना 97 वचन में से 100 नंबर को.
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. And I understand more than the aged, because I've observed your precepts.
Aha, main teri vyavastha se kaisi priti rakhta hu. Din bhar mera dhyan usi par laga rehta hai. Tu apni aagyaon ke dwara mujhe apne shatruon se adhik buddhiman karta hai, kyunki ve sada mere man mein rehti hain. मैं अपने सब शिक्षकों से अधिक समझ रखता हूँ क्योंकि मेरा ध्यान तेरी चितौनियों पर लगा है. मैं पुरनियों से भी समझदार हूँ क्योंकि मैं तेरे उपदेशों को पकड़े हुए हूँ.
I have probably spent more time in my life meditating on this portion than any other portion in the Bible.
पवित्र शास्त्र बाइबल के किसी भी भाग से ज्यादा मैंने इस भाग पर मनन करने के बाद जीवन में
बाइबल ग्रंथंलो मरि ई उन्न मीता वाक्यभागालन्नीटंटे मिंचि ई एक भागाने नेनु एक्कुवगा नडुस्तुन्नानु ध्यानिंचानु.
He says, "Oh, how I love your law."
कहता आहा मैं तेरी व्यवस्था से कैसी प्रीति रखता हूँ.
If I will love the scriptures,
यदि मैं पवित्र शास्त्र से प्रेम करूँ,
and make it my daily meditation,
और इसको मैं अपना दैनिक मनन का भाग बनाऊँ,
then I'm going to get all these other promises.
ये सारी दूसरी प्रतिज्ञाएं जो है उसको मैं हासिल करूंगा.
And when God makes a promise, it has to come true. He is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he says, it has to come about. It's the same God who created the universe by the word of his mouth.
ये वही परमेश्वर है जिसने अपने मुख के वचनों के द्वारा सारे विश्व को
बनाया.
When he says something, nothing can stand in its way.
जब वो आज्ञा देता है तो उसके मार्ग को रोकने वाला कोई दूसरी ताकत नहीं है.
When he has said something, heaven and earth will move according to his word. And this is the one who says that if I meditate on his word every day, this is what I'm going to get.
और ये परमेश्वर ने कहा यदि तू रोज रोज मेरे वचन पर मनन करेगा ये आशीषों को मैं मेल दूंगा.
అలాంటి దేవుడు ఈ మాట చెప్తున్నాడు నువ్వు గాని దినమెల్లా నా వాక్యాన్ని ధ్యానించినట్లయితే ఈ వాగ్దానాలను పొందుకుంటావు.
He says, your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine.
तू अपनी आज्ञाओं के द्वारा मुझे अपने शत्रुओं से अधिक बुद्धिमान करता है क्योंकि वे सदा मेरे मन में रहती है.
नी आज्ञलु ना शत्रुल कंटे मीचे ज्ञानाने नाकु కలిగిటూ ఉన్నాయి ఎందుకంటే అది నిత్యము నాకు తోడుగా ఉంటున్నాయి.
When I was in school, I was working on a project. I was building a certain molecule type for part of my PhD research.
जब मैं स्कूल में था तो अपने पीएचडी करने के लिए कुछ मॉलिक्यूल्स के आधार पर एक नमूना तैयार कर रहा था.
मैं नहीं ना स्कूल में ना दो ना पीएचडी చేస్తున్న సమయంలో మా అనుభవంతో సంబంధించిన ఒక ప్రాజెక్ట్ ని చేస్తున్నాను.
And somebody told me that a very famous professor at another university was trying to make the same molecule.
और किसी ने मुझको ये संदेश दिया कि दूसरी यूनिवर्सिटी में भी एक बहुत ही प्रख्यात प्रोफेसर है जो ऐसे ही एक मॉलिक्यूलर का नमूना बना रहा है.
मैं वेरो माता वच चेकारो वेरो यूनिवर्सिटी में एक प्रख्यात के चिन्ना एक प्रोफेसर का कूड़ा अदे अनुभव आयना చేస్తున్నాడని చెప్పారు.
And I got very worried.
और इसको इस समाचार को सुनकर मैं बड़ा चिंतित हुआ.
I said, he's going to make this molecule and publish it before me, and my thesis will be no good anymore. And I said, Lord, your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, they are ever mine. Lord, give me good success. Your promise says that if I meditate on your word every day, that I will succeed. And according to God's word, I won. He says in verse 99, I have more insight than all my teachers. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I have more insight than all my teachers. He doesn't say just Bible teachers. He says all teachers. That's the promise. When I take this word, I say, Lord, fulfill this in my life. I've had the great blessing of working for some of the greatest chemists in the world. But the Lord promises that I'll have more insight than all of them if I make this word of God my meditation. That's the promise. If you meditate on the word of God every day, you'll have more insight than all your teachers. This is a promise from God. You can bank on this. You can believe this. You can take a verse from the scriptures and just pull it in to be a part of your life. It's interesting because the scriptures talk about this very thing, about giving us strength from the word of God. Brother Bhat Singh was officiating at my baptism. And at my baptism, he gave me one verse. He gave me Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
मत डर क्योंकि मैं तेरे संग हूँ इधर उधर मत ता क्योंकि मैं तेरा परमेश्वर हूँ मैं तुझे दृढ़ करूंगा और तेरी सहायता करूंगा अपने धर्म में दाहिने हाथ से मैं तुझे संभाले रखूंगा
And I took this verse and I made it my own. I was 19 years old. And before all of my exams, I would meditate on this verse. And it was always on my lips. Sometimes I would get so worried about my exams. And I would recite this verse that says, Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God.
चिंताग्रस्त होकर यहाँ वहाँ मत आके आप प्रभु की ओर मुड़ जाइए
I will strengthen you.
मैं तुझे मजबूत बलवंत करूंगा
Surely I will help you.
निसंदेह मैं तेरी सहायता करूंगा
Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
निसंदेह अपने धर्म में दाहिने हाथ से मैं तुझे संभाले रहूंगा
And I used to imagine God holding me in his hand and lifting me up. I will uphold you, he says. This is not childish. This is what meditation is.
ये कोई बच्चों का ये कोई कल्पना नहीं है लेकिन मनन करने के द्वारा ये बल प्रभु जी हमें देता है
This is exactly what meditation is. It is taking and pulling the word of God into our own life.
परमेश्वर के वचन पर मनन करने का मतलब यही है कि उसके वचन को अपने हृदय में उंडेल देना
I would imagine him holding me and taking care of me, protecting me. I pull this into my mind and my life.
मेरे मन में और मेरे हृदय में बार बार दोहराता था मानो उसने अपने हाथ से मुझको पकड़ा है और संभाल कर लिए चल रहा है
When God speaks to you a verse through the scripture, write that down.
प्रभु जी आपसे यदि कोई वचन के भाग से बात करता है तो उसके संदर्भ को लिख लीजिए
Put that in your pocket, take it out during the day and look at that. Commit that verse to memory. It's much easier to memorize when you're younger. When you're young, your neurons are firing much more quickly. You can see it in young people. Just watch the way they go down steps so quickly. Then when you get older, you look for the handle. You want to hold it and go very slowly. Your neurons are firing much more quickly when you're young.
जब आप जवान होते हो तो आपकी याददाश्त बड़ी
And the ability to commit scripture to memory is much greater when you're young. Don't waste these years. Commit the scripture to memory. I am so thankful that I memorized entire chapters from the scriptures when I was young. Now it takes me much longer to memorize a portion of scripture. And that's why when my children were young, I would memorize scripture with them. We would memorize together whole chapters. And then now, even to this day, I can think of a scripture that I memorized long ago. And I can pull it in from my mind and apply it to my heart. Look in 2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 11. 2 Chronicles
14:11.
Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one besides you to help in the battle between the powerful and those who have no strength. So help us, O Lord our God, for we trust in you, and in your name have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Let no man prevail against you.
तब आसा ने अपने परमेश्वर यहोवा की यूं दुहाई दी, हे यहोवा, जैसे तू सामर्थ्य की सहायता कर सकता है, वैसे ही शक्तिहीन की भी, हे हमारे परमेश्वर यहोवा, हमारी सहायता कर, क्योंकि हमारा भरोसा तुझी पर है, और तेरे नाम का भरोसा करके हम इस भीड़ के विरुद्ध आए हैं, हे यहोवा, तू हमारा परमेश्वर है, मनुष्य तुझ पर प्रबल न होने पाएगा।
When I was in graduate school, my professor would have an exam every week. It was terrible. Every week. I was reading one day in the scriptures this verse. And I wrote it on a piece of paper and I put it on my door in the dormitory room. And each day I would get on my knees and I would read that verse. And I put myself into that verse. And so I would say, Lord, there is no one besides you to help me in the battle.
Oh,
And so rather than saying, so help us, I would say, so help me, O Lord, my God. And I said, for I trust in you, and in your name I've come against this multitude. O Lord, you are my God, let no man prevail against you. And I would get up like a roaring lion. Let the word of God fill you for whatever is before you. You know, sometimes I watch young mothers and how much work they have to do around the home with children. I have four children and I don't know how my wife could do it. I would go to work every day just to get some peace. Taking care of children is very hard. Sometimes if my wife would go out for an evening, I would tell my children, you can play, but you can't get off your bed. That was the only way I could control them. You each stay on your bed, that's it. When my wife would leave, my children would say, Mom, don't leave us alone with him. I don't know how women can do it. When you become at your wit's end, you take the word of God and pull it into your life. You start off each morning, open the Word of God, and allow the Lord to speak into your heart. Take a verse, write it on a piece of paper, stick it up there in the kitchen, and just read that and meditate on that while you're doing dishes. Put your own name into the words in the scriptures. I used to do ministry in the prison. It was a maximum security prison. One man who used to go in with me used to also go to church with me. He would go with me into the prisons. This man who would go with me himself used to have a very rough life.
जो व्यक्ति मेरे साथ जाता था उसका पहले का जीवन बहुत ही बुरा था
मरी ये व्यक्ति के नातो पाटो वस्तु ఉండేవాడు అంత ముందు అతని జీవితం కూడా ఎంతో కఠినంగా ఉండేది.
He was a big African American man who used to sell drugs in the city.
वो बहुत ही हट्टा कट्टा ऊंचा पूरा अफ्रीकन अमेरिकन था जो नशीले पदार्थ बेचता था.
But now he had such a tender heart and he loved God so much. And I asked him, I said, John, how did you get from such a rough past to being the man you are today?
आप इतना कैसे बदल गए जैसे आज दिखाई दे रहे हो.
जॉन इंतक मुझे कठोर जीवन हृदया कल अला स्थिति इला मृदुन स्थिति अड़का.
I was driving him home from the prison where we were ministering and he said, come into my home.
एक दिन जब हम जेल की सेवा को पूरा करके जब मैं उसको अपने घर ले जा रहा था तो ये प्रश्न क्या तब उसने कहा आओ एक बार मेरे घर चलो.
परिचर्य मुगनी मैं इंटर तेरे समय में ना इंटर रहा.
He had a small little home.
एक छोटा सा उसका घर है.
He said, come in here, I want to show you the secret. All around his walls were scripture verses. But he put his name, John, above each of the personal parts. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. It had crossed out, he says, John is more than a conqueror. He put himself right into the scriptures. And then call that back down upon himself. He was one of the hardest men in the city before that. And the scriptures softened him and strengthened him. One day I was called back to give a lecture at the institution where I had gotten my own PhD.
जिस इंस्टीट्यूट में मुझको पीएचडी की पदवी मिली थी वहीं पर एक लेक्चर देने के लिए मुझको निमंत्रण मिला.
I was a young professor, but I was asked to come back and give a lecture at my own institution.
मैं एक जवान प्रोफेसर था लेकिन फिर भी उसने मुझे निमंत्रण दिया कि अपने ही इंस्टीट्यूट में मैं एक लेक्चर देने के लिए आऊं.
It was September 3rd, 1993. And I was very concerned because I had to give a lecture and my own professor from whom I had learned was going to be there.
जिसने मुझको सिखाया उसी शिक्षक के सामने प्रोफेसर के सामने मुझे ये लेक्चर देना था इसलिए मेरे मन के अंदर थोड़ा सा ज्यादा चिंता था.
And my own professor was very good.
और मेरा जो प्रोफेसर है वो बहुत ही उत्तीर्ण है मतलब बहुत ही
He was so good, he later won a Nobel Prize in chemistry in 2010.
वो इतने प्रवीण थे कि 2010 साल में मेरे प्रोफेसर को जिसने मुझे सिखाया था उसको नोबेल प्राइज मिला केमिस्ट्री में.
2010 मैं नहीं ये प्रोफेसर का लेकर नेचुनानो आयनको नोबेल बहुमत दिली.
And my professor's professor was also going to be there in the talk.
और मेरे प्रोफेसर का उनका प्रोफेसर वो भी वहां पर था.
And that man had won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1979. And I had to give a talk in front of both of them. And when I was a student, sometimes I would bring what I thought was really good results to them.
और जब मैं विद्यार्थी था और अपने कार्यशाला में जो कुछ काम करता था कभी कभी उनके पास ले जाकर मैं समझाता था मेरी देखो ये मैंने ऐसा किया.
And no matter how good my results were, my professor would say, pretty good for your level, and I never got above his waist.
और जब मैं बोलता था प्रोफेसर जी मैं देखो ये काम किया ये रिजल्ट उसका आया तो उसने हमेशा यही बात बोलते थे तुम्हारे दर्जे के लिए ये ठीक है.
मैं एप्रेते నేను చేసిన పని ఎంత మంచిగా ఉన్నా కూడా మన ప్రొఫెసర్ గారు నేను చేసినమైతే ఆయనే వాడు నువ్వు ఉన్న దగ్గరికి అది సరిపోతుంది అనేవాడు.
So that morning I was praying before I had to go in to give the lecture.
अब लेक्चर देने से पहले उस दिन सुबह मैं प्रार्थना कर रहा था.
आई तो आत्मनामी लोक मुनपु परि नेनु आवदे कारण देवनिति इतो प्रार्थना చేస్తున్నాను.
And I was in the hotel room having my quiet time with the Lord.
Hotel room में मैं अपना मौन ध्यान का समय ले रहा था.
Hotel room लो ना व्यक्तिगत मौन ध्यान समय नहीं कहीं होने ना.
And I read Matthew chapter 21 verse 21.
मैंने पढ़ा मत्ती सुसमाचार 21 अध्याय और उसका 20 वचन.
मत्ती सुसमाचार 2 अध्याय 20 वचन चलिना.
Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen.
ये देखकर चेलों को यीशु ने उसको उत्तर दिया मैं तुमसे सच सच कहता हूँ यदि तुम विश्वास रखो और संदेह न करो तो न केवल यह कहो करोगे जो इस अंजीर के पेड़ से किया गया परंतु यदि इस पहाड़ से भी कहोगे उकड़ जा और समुद्र में जा पड़ तो यह हो जाएगा.
If you have faith and do not doubt,
यदि तू विश्वास करे और संदेह न करे,
तू किसको चिंची संदेह पड़कुंडी नहीं अड़ला.
You can even say to this mountain, be moved.
और ये भी कह सकते हैं, वो हे पहाड़ को उखड़ जा.
मैं ये पहाड़ को चूची, ये कहीं चेत्री अड़वे में तक पहुँचो.
And so I said, Lord, through this passage, you're raising my faith.
और मैंने कहा, प्रभु जी, इस बात के द्वारा तू मेरे विश्वास को मजबूत कर रहा है.
The word of God will raise your faith.
परमेश्वर का वचन आपके विश्वास के दर्जे को बढ़ा देगा.
So I said, Lord, you've raised my faith now through this passage.
अब मैंने कहा प्रभु जी इस भाग से तो मेरे विश्वास को बढ़ा दे.
I pray that my lecture today will be the best lecture ever in that department.
मैंने प्रार्थना किया कि उस डिपार्टमेंट में आज तक जो लेक्चर दिए सबसे बेहतरीन मेरा होना चाहिए.
मैं ये दिनों माइक का विश्वविद्यालय माइक के डिपार्टमेंट लो ये देखते आ लेक्चर बढ़ गए अन्य उत्तम लेक्चर ना लेक्चर डालने के चक्कर.
The department was about 100 years old.
और वो जो डिपार्टमेंट है 100 साल पुराना है.
माइक डिपार्टमेंट दादा 100 साल वयस्कने.
So I said, Lord, how do I know if it's going to be the best? It was the best. How will I know?
हाँ तब मैंने प्रभु से ये भी पूछा प्रभु जी लेक्चर देने के बाद मेरा सबसे बढ़िया था और इसके जैसे कोई दे नहीं सका मुझको कैसे मालूम होगा.
So I said, Lord, if it's really the best lecture,
मैंने कहा प्रभु जी यदि ये सचमुच में सबसे बेहतरीन लेक्चर
है, ये तो लेक्चर गानी अन्नी कहते उत्तम है देते.
I pray that my professor would say that it was a super lecture, super.
हाँ, तब मैंने कहा मेरा प्रोफेसर खड़े होकर बोलना चाहिए एक सुपर लेक्चर था
He never used that word super. He always used to say pretty good for your level. That day I went in there and I gave the lecture and I knew God had really blessed and really anointed. When I got done with that lecture, as soon as I got done, my professor was sitting on the first row right in front of me. He stood up, he raised his hand and he said, Super! Super!
अपने दाहिने हाथ को ऊपर उठाया सुपर सुपर ऐसा उसने चिल्लाया
The word of God will raise your faith.
परमेश्वर का वचन आपके विश्वास को
बढ़ाएगा
When God makes a promise, nothing can stop that. Sitting behind my professor was his professor. He was in his 80s at the time. So I walked up to him and I shook his hand. I said, thank you for coming to the seminar today. And he held on to my hand. He said, I got to tell you something. That's the best lecture I've ever seen in my life. I said, that's very kind of you to say that. He said, I'm not saying it to be kind, I really mean it. The word of God will raise your faith. One day when I was a young professor, I got really upset with one of my colleagues, another professor. The reason I was upset is because he was saying many bad things about my research because it had excelled so quickly because God was blessing it. He and I started together as young professors. And he used to say to me, I'm much better than you. That's a very mean thing to say. But I knew what he thought, and I felt, yes, he's very smart, but he would kept saying that he was much smarter than me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you ever had anybody at your work bother you. Maybe that doesn't happen in India.
It happens here also.
Does it? Oh, okay.
Same enemy.
Yeah.
हमारे भारत देश में भी ऐसा होता है हां हमारे भारत देश में जॉन स्टोर्ट भाई कहते हैं ज्यादा होता है हां बट जॉन स्टोर्ट इज सेइंग इन आवर कंट्री इट इज मच मोर
मच मोर ओके
सो हम भारत देश में जो आते हैं इनका बिल्कुल में का इनका एको का होता है
But God started blessing my work so much, my group grew so much bigger than his. So students used to come and tell me, oh, that professor is always saying bad things about you. And I'm thinking, if he has a problem, he should come and talk to me. Why does he have to tell students? So I went over to his office to tell him what I thought. And I knocked on his door. There was no answer. He wasn't in. And then the Lord began to speak to me. I had been memorizing Luke chapter 6 with my children. And in Luke 6 verse 27 and 28, it says, But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you.
27 और 28 परंतु मैं तुम सुनने वालों से कहता हूं कि अपने शत्रुओं से प्रेम रखो जो तुमसे बैर करें उनका भला करो जो तुम्हें श्राप दे उनको आशीष दो जो तुम्हारा अपमान करे उनके लिए प्रार्थना करो
But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. So I said, Yes, Lord. I'll pray for him. So every day at noontime, since the time I was a student, I stop in the middle of the day, I go to the chapel on campus and I pray. I still do that to this day because Brother Bhak Singh taught me the Daniel method of praying three times a day. So I would go to the chapel every day and I would pray for his work, say, Lord, bless his work. I never spoke to him about how upset I was. I just started praying for him and his career every day.
Every day.
And then my heart started to change. I wasn't angry with him anymore. When I obeyed the word of God, the anger went away. Ladies, do you have another lady or a relative that says things that bother you? You pray for that person every day. Let the Lord change your heart. Men, do you have somebody at work who gives you a hard time every day? You pray every day that God blesses that man and see what happens. And the Bible is very specific. It says, do good to those who hate you. Do good to those who hate you. Paul wrote, you overcome evil with good. When students come to me and tell me that they're having trouble with somebody at work, I ask them, what does that person like? Do they like coffee? Find out what kind of coffee they like and then go bring them that type of coffee. The Bible is very specific. You overcome evil with good. You do good to those who hate you, it says. Remember what we read, that we meditate on the Word of God so that we be careful to do it. I invited this other professor to my home for dinner. And I would invite him to Christian meetings. But he never came to those. According to my prayers, God started to bless his career. He got a lot of research money. And his group started really growing. He got so good that he got an offer from another university. He accepted that offer and he left, and I was so happy.
Okay.
అప్పుడు ఆయన ఆ విశ్వవిద్యాలయంలో ఆహ్వానాన్ని అంగీకరించి ఆయన ఆ విశ్వవిద్యాలయానికి మారిపోయినాడు. నేను ఎంతో సంతోషంగా ఉన్నాను.
When we obey the word of God, it changes our heart.
जब हम परमेश्वर के वचन को मानते हैं प्रियो तो हमारे हृदय को बदल देता है.
దేవుని వాక్యాన్ని మనం గైకొన్నట్లయితే అదే వాక్యం మన హృదయాన్ని మార్చివేస్తుంది.
Once my heart was changed, then God could relieve me of the problem.
ek baar yadi mera hriday badal gaya samasya ka samadhan mil gaya.
ekraite naapudi maaripothundo na samasya ko parishkaram doipirandi.
God allowed this to happen to me to change my heart.
Parmeshwar ne ye sandarbh ko aane diya taki mere hriday ko badal de.
naapudi maarane devudu alanti sandarbhanni maarithalo anipinchinaadu.
Turn to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 3 and 4.
niti vachan teesra adhyay 3 aur 4.
సాంగ్రంథము 3 అధ్యాయము 3-4 వచనాలు.
Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man.
కృపా సచ్చాయి తుచ్చ అలగ్ నా హోనే పాయే వరన్ ఉన్కో అప్నే గలే సే కా హార్ బనానా ఔర్ అప్నే హృదయ రూపీ పట్టియా పర్ లిఖనా తో తో పరమేశ్వర్ ఔర్ మనుష్య దోనో కా అనుగ్రహ పాయేగా తో అతి బుద్ధిమాన్ హోగా.
సాంగ్రంథము 3-4 దయ
Sometimes I'm going into a very intense meeting at work.
kabhi kabhi kaam ke kshetra mein hamare jo meeting mein bada sangharsh bada joojna padta hai.
kabhi kabhi saal lo main panche se sthan lo main jarige meeting lo ento sangharsh nahi jarugto untundi.
And God reminds me of this passage.
sab prabhu mujhko ye vachan ka bhag yaad dilata hai.
prabhu aapki vaakyan kaam chestaru.
Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Kindness.
kripa aur sachai daya tujhse kabhi bhi alag na hone paaye.
I must be careful what I say.
jo mujhko kehna hai uske vishay mein bada jagruk.
ye dekhi nahi maatlaavalo daan vishay mein nenu chaala jagratga undali.
I must speak with kindness.
mujhko daya ke vachan kripalu vachan bolna hai.
daya maatlaane ne maatlaadali.
God warns me through the scriptures.
vachan ke dwara parmeshwar ne mujhko chetavani diya.
vachan dwara devu ne mujhe hechistaadu.
and he says you're to walk in truth.
kada sachai par chalte rehna.
bind it around your neck.
apne kant ko abhushan ke saman bandh lena.
apne kant abhushan ka dhanishwan man chuttunaye.
write it on the tablet of your heart.
to apne hriday rupi patiye par usko likh lena.
ye hriday man kalme vaati rastana chuttunaye.
if you do this you'll find favor with God and with people.
yadi tu aisa kare parmeshwar ki drishti mein manushyon ki drishti mein tu zarur anugrah payega.
okave nu aitha chesinatlayite devuni drishtiyandlo manava drishtiyandlo nu dayavadi manchavaadu anipinchukundavu.
Many times I fail and I say things too hard.
kai baar main chup jata hu priyo jo bolna nahi chahiye aise kathor shabd bol deta hu.
main ek baar ishme tapot hota hu mere se maatad ko lagane kathinamay maat mein maatad hota hu.
and I have to go back and I have to say I'm sorry, please forgive me.
wapas ja kar fir bolna padta hai bhaiya kshama kar de, main isko nahi bolna tha, maine bol diya.
maine malla vele vaade ko main saudra kshamichandi ye to maatad ko lagane maatadane vaade ko kshama kar de unta.
I never should have spoken to you like that, please forgive me.
ऐसा मुझको बोलना नहीं था, अब क्षमा करो.
I've apologized to many secretaries and many students.
kitne baar apne secretaries ko kitne baar apne vidyarthiyon se bhi maine kshama manga.
aur itne anek mande secretary ko vidyarthiyon ko maine kshama mangi kunan.
I've apologized to many of my colleagues.
kitne baar apne saathiyon se bhi colleagues se bhi maine kshama manga.
anek baar na pehle jatan varne bhi kuda maine kshama mangi.
they have never apologized to me.
unhone kabhi bhi mujhse kshama nahi mange.
baar ennadu kuda namu kshama mangi.
but that's not my concern. I am obliged to apologize to them.
wo kya kar rahe ho unse mujhko koi matlab nahi hai. main kya kar raha hu ye vachan ki meri zimmedari hai.
aithe vaar em chestunnaro naaku ivanti pattinchu ledhu. aithe nene em chestunnano daniki ee ek bible ku nene jawabdari.
the bible says to whom much is given much is expected.
bible ye bhi kehti hai jisko adhik diya gaya usse adhik manga jayega.
adhikanga ye padindo atani nunchi adhikanga korabadtundi.
as believers in Jesus Christ there's more expected of us.
yeshu masih ke vishwasi hone ke nate priyo humse bahut zyada ummeed ki jati hai.
yeshu kristu wale ko vishwasunga mane edundi ekkuva korabadtundi.
there's one young man when I was in graduate school who used to do things just specifically to bother me.
priyo graduation ke dino mein ek aisa jawan tha जो मुझको चिढ़ाने के लिए, मुझको ग्रस्त करने के लिए कुछ ऐसे निश्चित काम करता था जो मैं पसंद नहीं करता हूँ।
You know, chemists have a way of teasing each other. I was working as a student in on a compound that was very explosive. So I was very worried. I had the shield down in front of me and I was working very carefully. And this one young man, he made a small little bomb. Chemists know how to do this, and he put it behind me while I was working. And when it went off, I thought I was dead. And then I saw him back over there laughing. And I lost my temper with him. And then the Lord spoke to me, "Do not let kindness and truth leave you." And I went back, I said, I'm sorry for losing my temper, I know it was just a joke, please forgive me. It says we should never let truth leave us. We must do things truthfully. When I started as a professor in 1988, I got a Macintosh computer for my office. And I bought all the software needed for that computer. The next year I got another computer for the laboratory and I bought a whole other set of software for that computer. In those days, in 1988, when you bought a set of software, it was only allowed for one computer, not for two. And in those days, computers didn't talk to one another, so it was easy to cheat, but still, I bought two separate sets. And my colleague came in, he says, "Why don't you just take the software from this computer, put it on that one?" I said, "I can't." I called the company, and the company said, "You have to buy a whole nother set."
Oh,
వాడే దాన్ని తీసుకుని మళ్ళీ దాంట్లో వాడుకోవచ్చు కదా అని అంటే నేను కంపెనీ వాడు మరి ఒకే దాంట్లో ఒకటే వాడాలని చెప్పాను కనుక నేను దాన్ని వాడను అని చెప్పాను.
And my colleague thought I was crazy.
Oh, mere colleague ne mere saath ne socha main thoda sa santi hu ya mere dimag kharab ho gaya.
Ha mari ana ek colleague anukunadu nenu pechwan anukunadu.
And then at the end of the year the people in Washington DC that fund the research called me up and they said we have some extra money we want to give it to you.
All the Washington DC ke kuch wale hain unhone saal ke ant mein unhone kaha hamare paas research ke liye thoda paisa hai hum aapko dena chahte hain.
This happened to me all the time when I walk in truth God blesses.
Jab jab main sachchai ko chalta raha parmeshwar ne aashish diya aise bahut sare sandarbh hain.
Aane ki raah mein prakriti sachchai ke liye chalte vachna no prabhu nannu aashirvadistu vachna ilanti sandarbhal anekame na jeevithalo unnai.
And to this day I don't keep any music or any software that I don't own that I didn't pay for. I don't keep it on my phone, on my computers, nowhere.
Chahe mera phone ho, chahe mera laptop ho, chahe mera computer ho. Jis geet ko maine kharida nahi, jis software ko maine kharida nahi, usko main rakhta nahi hu.
Aaj ka ye din mein kuda ye music gaani, ye software gaani, nenu na phone lo, na mobile lo gaani, na computer lo gaani, nenu vere vaadi naadi teeskonne teeskonu vaadukonu.
Let me give you more practical applications from the scriptures.
Pavitra shastra mein se aur bhi yadi vyavaharik baatein main sikhana chahta hu.
Mari parishuddha granthalo ne chi jeevitamlo vyavaharikamaina samkalalo meeku nerpinchalani nenu kortunnanu.
We used to have students into our home when we my wife and I were students ourselves. We would invite students into our home to minister.
Pyo vachan ki seva karne ke liye main aur meri patni kai baar vidyarthiyon ko ghar bulate the.
And my wife would always cook a nice meal for people.
Aur hamesha inke liye meri patni ek accha bhojan taiyar karti thi.
Mai ellapudu kuda na bharya are aayudhyadiko manchi bhojanani siddhapastundedi.
And we would have about 15 students in our home eating, sitting on the couches eating.
Aur subah se ke upar porch ke upar baith kar khane wale kam se kam 15 log rehte the.
Aaj ka mai ka room lo mari sofa mera dal mera kuch nahi tene aur daga 15 mandi vidyarthi untaru.
And students are very messy. And I could see food falling off their plates all the time.
Aur main dekhta rehta tha ki unke plate mein se bhojan vastu yahan wahan girta hi rehta hai.
Jo tano aur teena pralinga palyon nunchi vaaru bhojan kinda aayta padestu untaru.
And it was really bothering me.
Aur ye baat usko bada pareshan kar rahi thi.
Aaj nanantho kavar pettu undinadi.
And I started to complain, Lord, I don't want to have these students to my home anymore. They're so messy.
Aur tab main apne man mein aise shikayat karne laga, prabhu ji ye bacche bada ganda kar rahe hain, ab inko main aane nahi dunga.
And then God spoke to me from Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4.
Sab niti vachan 14 aur uske 4 se prabhu ne mujhse baat kiya.
Where no oxen are the manger is clean but much increase comes by the strength of the ox.
Jahan bail nahi wahan gaushala swachh to rehti hai parantu bail ke bal se anaj ki badhti hoti hai.
And from this verse God spoke to me.
Is vachan se prabhu ne mujhse baat kiya.
Where no oxen are the manger is clean.
Jahan par bail nahi hota hai wahan par gaushala swachh to rehta hai.
If you want to keep your house clean then don't invite students.
Yadi tu apne ghar ko saaf rakhna chahta to vidyarthiyon ko mat bula.
But if you want to see the blessing of God in their life, your home's going to get a little bit messy.
Yadi apne jeevan mein parmeshwar ki aashish ko badhti ko dekhna chahte ho to thoda ghar ko ganda karna padega.
Oka vela ee inti lo devi ka aashirvadam chodalani korinatlayite nee inti lo kachithanga alanti kontha ashubhasthane undavalsinde.
But trust me for your home.
Lekin apne ghar ki sari baaton ke liye mujh par bharosa rakho.
Aithe ee inti lo unna aashubhasthannitiki varaku naa meeda nanna meeda vishwasam aadharapadu.
And from that day I said my home will always be open for ministry.
Aur us din se maine kaha prabhu ji aaj ke din se lekar seva ke liye mera ghar sadaiv khula rahega.
Aapne prabhu ji ka prabhu ee din model ko parichayaka ko seva ko naa dinam naa peeri eppudu kuda teravabadi untundi.
And we've seen much increase in the lives of people.
Aur aisa karne ke dwara लोगों के जीवन में बहुत बढ़ती हमने देखा
let me tell you a little way that the scripture spoke into my life to help my marriage
mere vivah ke vishay mein पवित्र शास्त्र ने मुझसे कैसे वादे किया पवित्र शास्त्र ने मेरी कैसी सहायता किया उसको भी मैं थोड़ा बोलना चाहता हूँ
Do couples in India ever have disagreements?
भारत देश में पति पत्नी के बीच में कभी संघर्ष होता है क्या
No?
I'm telling you, brother, it's the same spirit everywhere.
even among Christians? Yes? Okay. All right. So you'll appreciate this story then. And I was thinking maybe not share this story with you because I have to be sensitive to the culture. But it's a great story of how God used the scriptures to bring peace in my marriage. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9 it says Likewise I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing modestly and discreetly not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments but rather by means of good works as is proper for women making a claim to godliness
वैसे ही स्त्रियां भी संकोच और संयम के साथ सुहावने वस्त्रों से अपने आप को संवारे न कि बाल गूंथने और सोने और मोतियों को और बहुमूल्य कपड़ों से पर भले कामों से क्योंकि परमेश्वर की भक्ति करने वाली स्त्रियों को यही उचित भी है
So when I was newly married, I was very fervent about the Word of God. So I told my wife, you don't need any makeup.
आपको मेकअप की बिल्कुल आवश्यकता नहीं है
आपको नेनु ना बारे में చెప్పాను నో మేకప్ చేసుకోవాల్సిన అవసరం లేదు
and I learned that that's trouble
और मैं तुरंत सीख गया समस्या खड़ी हो गई
आप दान द्वारा समस्या रंगने से नहीं होती
and there was real friction in our marriage
और हमारे जीवन में थोड़ा सा घर्षण होने लगा
माइक विवाह वैवाहिक जीवन लो ये संघर्ष में पड़ रहे थे
I was just trying to obey the word of God Well then we didn't have much money at all I was just a student But she went out and she bought it's called the Mary Kay starter kit it's a box of makeup to start selling makeup to other women I'm thinking you're not just corrupting yourself, you're corrupting all these other women too. And it bothered me a lot. And every day I was praying about this problem. And then the Lord spoke to me through the scriptures. I was reading in Proverbs chapter 27. And verse 9a says, oil and perfume make the heart glad. Oil and perfume make the heart glad. And the Lord spoke to my heart, just leave her alone. And I can still see her now. She was coming down the hallway from the bedroom that morning I had been praying. I said, Shireen, the Lord just spoke to me from the scriptures. You can wear all the makeup you want. And I remember she looked at me. She said, you are a moody man. Every time you read your Bible, you get a different view. And she even told me I should join the Moody Bible Institute. But what the Lord did is my wife is so gracious. These ladies would come to buy makeup from her. And she could not charge them. She would just give it to them and say, it's okay, you keep it. And she had no money to replenish her kit and she was out of business. So now everybody was peaceful in the home. The scriptures tell us to fear God and keep His commandments. How does God measure how much we love Him? If we say hallelujah 10 times, does that show God that I love Him? How does God measure my love for Him? Because Jesus Himself spoke about Him who loves little and Him who loves much. How do you assess love? John chapter 14 verse 15 tells us how He assesses this.
यौहन्ना सुसमाचार 14 अध्याय में बताया गया
If you love me, you will keep my commandments. This is how the Lord measures love. To the extent that we keep His commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Remember what we read. We're to meditate on this word so that we may be careful to do it. If you meditate on this word of God, you'll be careful to keep His commandments.
यदि परमेश्वर के वचन पर मनन करने के लिए आप चौकसी करोगे तो मानने के लिए भी आप दक्ष रहोगे.
And as we keep the commandments of God, it's an expression of love. John chapter 15, verse
10.
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. God has this umbrella of love that covers us. We have the ability to step out from under this umbrella of love. He does not take away His love, but we have the ability to step away from it. He said, if you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love. And we keep the commandments of God by reading His word, and it keeps us in His commandments. Proverbs 5, verse 18. Proverbs 5:18. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. God says, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. He wants there to be a fruitful marriage. You can live together with your wife, you can live together with your husband, either in war or in peace. But he tells the man, I want you to rejoice in the wife of your youth. So I have an obligation to walk in peace with my wife so that I may rejoice in the wife of my youth.
अपने पत्नी के साथ में शांति का व्यवहार करो.
God admonishes us through the scriptures that we are to value our family. As a husband, I must take the steps needed to keep peace with my wife, peace in the home.
एक पति की हैसियत से मेरे पत्नी के साथ मेरे परिवार में शांति को बनाए रखने के लिए जो मुझे कदम उठाने हैं उसको मुझे जरूर
उठाना है.
This is a command. Rejoice in the wife of your youth.
क्योंकि ये परमेश्वर की आज्ञा है. तू अपने जवानी की पत्नी के साथ आनंदित रहे.
It is not a suggestion, it is a command. He commands me to rejoice in the wife of my youth. He doesn't tell the wife, rejoice in the husband of your youth. He tells the husband, rejoice in the wife of your youth. God commands me that the first step is mine to make sure there's peace in the family.
परिवार में शांति बहाल करने का सबसे पहला कदम मुझे उठाना है.
I can't just sit here and say, well, I'll wait for her to come and apologize to me. God commands me to be the initiator of the love. When you rejoice in the wife of your youth, it is a beautiful thing. I love to be with my wife. When I come home, if she's not home, it's not the same. When she comes in, I said, I love it when you're home. And she says, that's just because I feed you. Now I say that's part of it, but that's not all of it. Proverbs 22:6 gives us a command. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. I have an obligation to train my children. I have an obligation to teach them the Word of God. I'm not a pastor, I'm just a chemist. But I have an obligation to open the Word of God and teach them. I have an obligation to sacrifice my own sleep in order to rise up and teach my children.
मैं कुछ अपनी नींद का त्याग करके भी उनके लिए तैयार रहूं.
I find raising children the hardest job in the world. The parent must always be the initiator of the love. Many times we might wait for the child to love us back, but no, we are to initiate love to them whether they show love back or not. I tell my children, I will always love you, no matter what happens, I will always love you, that cannot change. These treasures revealed to us in the Word of God bring peace in the home. This is what prosperity is. We can talk about Jesus all the time to people, but when they see the home, that's where they really see Jesus Christ. One of my colleagues' name was Richard Smalley. Richard Smalley. He won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1996. He used to make fun of my faith in Jesus Christ. But he was always watching me with my wife and my children. He had been married 3 times and divorced 3 times. So he asked me one day, he says, Jim, I'd like to take you out to lunch. He said, what is the power behind Christianity? How do you have a wife and children that love you so much? This is a treasure that's not even known by Nobel Prize winners. The Word of God teaches us how to maintain a family. This is why I make this word my meditation. This word contains the prescription for pleasant life.
सुखमय जीवन बिताने के लिए ये वचन उसको मार्ग दिखाता है.
सुखवंतमय जीवन सुखवंतमय जीवन आपको मार्ग दिखाने.
When a student gets a PhD, they work for a long time their whole life. After 4 years of working in the laboratory, they go for what's called their PhD defense. And I stand up and I introduce them and I say something profound about their career and then I turn it over to them and they become the PhD.
और तब मैं उनको संबोधित करते हुए उनके विषय में कुछ ऐसी गूढ़ बातें गहरी बातें उनको मैं बोलता हूँ समझाता हूँ और उसके बाद वो PhD की डिग्री भी हासिल करते हैं.
The children of Israel walked not 4 years, but 40 years through the wilderness. But how did Moses summarize 40 years of instruction?
40 सालों की सूचना, 40 सालों की शिक्षा को कैसे मूसा ने निचोड़ कर उनको बताया?
अरे आप नालंदा संस्थाले का अरे आप परिवेक्षण में आप शिक्षण अंतर को पूरा ये तरीका संग्रहित मोशे के तुम नहीं.
That's revealed in Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 45 through 47.
पढ़ते हैं व्यवस्था विवरण का 32 अध्याय 45 से लेकर 47 तक.
When Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, Take to your heart all the words with which I am warning you today, which you shall command your sons to observe carefully, even all the words of this law. For it is not an idle word for you, indeed it is your life. And by this word you will prolong your days in the land, which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess.
जब मूसा ये सब वचन सब इस्राएलियों से कह चुका, तब उसने उनसे कहा, जितनी बातें मैं आज तुमसे चिताकर कहता हूँ उन सब पर अपना मन लगाओ और उनके अर्थात इस व्यवस्था की सारी बातों के मानने में चौकसी करने की आज्ञा अपने बच्चों को दो, क्योंकि यह तुम्हारे लिए व्यर्थ काम नहीं परंतु तुम्हारा जीवन ही है. और ऐसा करने से उस देश में तुम्हारी आयु के दिन बहुत होंगे जिसके अधिकारी होने के तुम यर्दन पार जा रहे हो. Verse 46, take to your heart the words with which I am warning you today. मैं तुमको चिता कर कहता हूँ उन पर अपना अपना मन लगाओ.
Take it to your heart today.
आज उन बातों को अपने मन में उतार लो.
Verse 47, for it is not an idle word for you, indeed it is your life.
45 वचन में क्योंकि यह तुम्हारे लिए व्यर्थ काम नहीं परंतु तुम्हारा जीवन ही है.
It is your life.
ये तुम्हारा जीवन है.
ये भी जीवन हो.
These scriptures are your life.
ये पवित्र शास्त्र आपका जीवन है.
ये वचन तो देख लो कि जीवन ही तुम्हारा.
It is not an idle word. It is your life.
ये कोई व्यर्थ बात नहीं है. ये तुम्हारा जीवन है.
ये भी निरंतर मैं मान का दूं कि ये भी जीवन है.
These scriptures are your life.
ये पवित्र शास्त्र आपका जीवन है.
ये वचन तो देख लो कि जीवन ही तुम्हारा.
Other people may think it's an idle word. For us, it's our life.
विश्वास न करने वाले दूसरों के लिए ये खोखले वचन है लेकिन मेरे लिए ये जीवन
है.
Man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
मनुष्य परमेश्वर के मुख से निकले हुए हर एक वचन के द्वारा जीवित रहेगा.
मनुष्य को देखने लोग इनके बच्चे उक्ति मार डालना जीवित हो.
It is not an idle word for you. It is your life.
तुम्हारे लिए ये व्यर्थ वचन नहीं है. तुम्हारा जीवन है ये.
इन्हीं को देखते को मैं मार डालूं इतने भी कुछ जीवन में.
Turn to Philippians chapter 4 verse 9.
फिलिपियों की पत्री 4 अध्याय और उसका 9 वचन.
The things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you.
जो बातें तुमने मुझसे सीखी और ग्रहण की और सुनी और मुझ में देखी उन्हीं का पालन किया करो तब परमेश्वर जो शांति का सोता है तुम्हारे साथ रहेगा.
Everybody wants peace in life.
हर कोई अपने जीवन में शांति चाहता है.
प्रति व्यक्ति को अपने जीवन में समाधान की खोज करनी है.
I've never known anybody to wake up in the morning and say, I wish I have a terrible day today.
कोई भी सुबह उठकर ऐसा कहते हुए आज तक मैं नहीं सोचता होगा तो सोचे भैया आज का दिन के लिए खाया में पीते तो कितना बढ़िया था.
ये रोज का सुबह है और मैं उन्हें खाना नहीं लेते ये दिन हम आपको ये रोज का नहीं खाएंगे.
To get peace, Paul tells us in Philippians 4:9.
फिलिपियों के 4:9 में वो शांति को कैसे पा सकते हैं पौलुस हमें सिखाता है.
The things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, that's Paul speaking.
पौलुस कहता है जो बातें तुमने सीखी हैं मुझसे ग्रहण की सुनी और मुझे देखी है.
And then Paul says, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. Practice these things and the God of peace will be with you.
जब इन बातों का अभ्यास करोगे उन बातों को मान लोगे शांति का परमेश्वर तुम्हारे संग
रहेगा.
Peace comes through practice.
ये जो शांति है आप अभ्यास करने के द्वारा मान लेने के द्वारा आज्ञा मानने के द्वारा मिलता है.
The things that I've shared with you today, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you.
जो बातें आज मैंने आपको बताई थी और सिखाई है आप उसका अभ्यास करिए उसको आप खुद जीवन में मानिए शांति का परमेश्वर आपके संग रहेगा.
Now let me direct a word to those here who do not yet know the Lord.
आप यहाँ पर बैठे हुए वे लोग जो प्रभु यीशु मसीह को नहीं जानते हैं एक सीधा वचन आपसे बोलना चाहता हूँ.
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, reading from verse 12.
पहले कुरिन्थियों का 2 अध्याय उसके 12 वचन से आगे पढ़ते हैं.
Now we have received not the spirit who is from the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. Which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised.
परंतु हमने संसार की आत्मा नहीं, परंतु वह आत्मा पाया है जो परमेश्वर की ओर से है, कि हम उन बातों को जाने जो परमेश्वर ने हमें दी है. जिनको हम मनुष्यों के ज्ञान के सिखाई हुई बातों में नहीं परंतु आत्मा की सिखाई हुई बातों में आत्मिक बातें आत्मिक बातों से मिला मिलाकर सुनाते हैं. परंतु शारीरिक मनुष्य परमेश्वर के आत्मा की बातें ग्रहण नहीं करता क्योंकि वह उसकी दृष्टि में मूर्खता की बातें हैं और न वह उसे जान सकता है क्योंकि उनकी जांच आत्मिक रीति से होती है.
దేవుని ఎదురు వచ్చు ఆత్మను పొంది ఉన్నాము మనుష్య జ్ఞానము నేర్పు మాట్లాడుతూ గాక
things that I've shared today are spiritually appraised.
प्रियो, जो बातें आज मैंने आपके साथ बांटी है वो आत्मिक दृष्टि से जांच परख कर उसको सही बताया गया है.
They are accessible to those who are believers in Jesus Christ. I call you this day to believe upon Him. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that He's risen from the dead, you will be saved. All this will then be accessible to you. For the unbeliever in particular, come back tonight. I have a special word for you. I want you to be able to access and enjoy the very things that I've been sharing this morning. They're accessible only to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
आप भी उद्धार पाओगे, आपका परिवार भी उद्धार
पाएगा.
Let's pray.
प्रार्थना करें.
Abba Father, I thank you for the truth of your word.
स्वर्गीय पिता, आपके वचन की सच्चाई के लिए मैं धन्यवाद देता हूँ.
Lord, I thank you that your word is a treasure to us. Indeed, it is our life. Lord, I pray for these precious brothers and sisters here today. Each one is precious in your eyes. Lord, I thank you for their lives. Lord, I thank you for dying for them on the cross. I thank you, Lord, that you hold them in your right hand. And Lord, I pray that you'd give them a deep love for the Word of God. Father, that this day they would make a commitment to meditate every day on the Word of God. That every day they would meditate on the Word of God. And then be able to come under the promise of receiving the blessings.
और आशीर्वाद
वचन के वागदानों की जिंदगी वचन का.
Father, that you make them like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. And Father, that in this they would have success and prosperity. Father, I pray for the marriages here. That those marriages which are struggling, that they would come under the obedience of the Word of God. That the husbands here would initiate the progress in their marriage. And Father, that you would bring peace into the homes here. And Lord, I pray for the children represented by these families. That they too would come under the teaching and the blessing of the Word of God. And Father, I pray for those men that are having problems at work with other men. That they would pray for those who are mistreating them. And to do specific acts of good for those who are mistreating them. And Lord, I pray for the precious women who are here. Father, I pray for those that are undergoing verbal abuse by other women. And Father, I pray for the women who are undergoing even verbal abuse from their mother-in-laws. That these precious women would learn to pray for those who mistreat them. And they would do good acts to those who mistreat them. And Lord, that through that they would experience the peace of God. And Father, I pray for the unbelievers who are here this day. That they would believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. They would say, this very day, Lord, forgive me because I am a sinner. Forgive me, Lord, and come into my life. And Father, I pray your blessing and your peace to be upon these beloved children of yours. For the glory of Jesus and in his name.
प्रभु यीशु मसीह के नाम में उसकी महिमा के लिए प्रार्थना विनती मांगते हैं सुनो रहे करें
प्रभु यीशु क्रिस्त वाले नाम में लो आई मन कर गई ప్రార్థనలు అర్పించి వేడుకొంచు నామ తండ్రి.
ఆమేన్.